No, no, about the Bigfoot human connection, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is something a lot of people don't take into account with modern humans and manscaping and current grooming trends, etc.
Manscaping.
Yeah, but if you grew up watching Memphis Wrestling, if you remember Dirty Dutch Mantel,
yes,
let me tell you, if Dirty Dutch Mantel went out into the wilderness and just let himself go for about a decade, hey, completely indistinguishable from a Bigfoot, and that I'm not, and I fully believe that
he would just be a little bit shorter. That's about it.
I agree with you. I mean, hair head to toe, covered in hair, but and lots of hair. But you know what? In all seriousness, I think that wild people do exist out there. People off the grid, people turn into wild people, and that could account for part of it. Hey, Unexplained Ones. It takes a lot to make a podcast happen, so if you'd like to support the show, just visit BigfootUFO.com.
We are Area 51 Coffee Company. Coffee for regular humans and coffee with twice the caffeine of a typical cup, with a buzz that's out of this world. Coffee connoisseurs from across the galaxy seek out our smooth brew with a hint of sweetness in a perfect roast. Area51CoffeeCo.com. You will also be assimilated with our Area 51 merchandise. We are invading Earth one cup at a time. We are Area 51 Coffee Company. Area51CoffeeCo.com.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's.
Did the CIA write Wind of Change by the Scorpions?
As humans busied themselves about the various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied.
Dr. Loeb, what percentage chance do you give it that you have indeed uncovered extraterrestrial or non-human technology?
With infinite complacence, people went about their affairs, yet across an immense ethereal gulf, intellects vast and unsympathetic drew their plans against us.
Prior to your abduction, did you believe in UFOs or any sort of alien life form?
All things unexplained.
So some of that, I think, sir, we'll save for closed session.
Hello, all you unexplained ones out there. Thank you for joining us. We have a big, big, Bigfoot show for you. The reason that we are all together for this show today is our friend Harley Owens. He is from the Bigfoot Reports and Data social media pages. I had some questions for us all to do a roundtable, but we've really already taken a deep dive into so many Bigfoot themed questions. But
I'll say part two.
Oh, you guys are ready for it. Okay, well, let's do that. I'm not going to do all four because I think we've touched on some of this already, but this is going to be your hot take. You have 2 minutes or less to answer these questions. So you got to kind of rein yourselves in, fellas. I know how enthusiastic we get about these kinds of things, but all right, let's talk a little bit about genetics. And this is something that came up already. What do you think, if we find a Bigfoot, if we're able to study its genealogy, what do you think the relation is between Bigfoot and humans? I'll start with Dr. Mounts.
Okay, that's a great question. And I've got a very interesting theory on the relationship between Bigfoot and humans, and it's quite a human story. This is going to be less than 2 minutes. In 1901, October 1901, right? Two trains took out from Charlotte, North Carolina, heading into the wilderness. And this is a true story. And they just happened to be carrying Buffalo Bill's Wild West show, which happened to include Oakley, Annie Oakley, one of the greatest shots of all time. The trains pulled out in early morning hours of 1901. They had just entertained 30,000 people and were heading toward Danville. Okay. Back then, it was a single track, and they, you know, called ahead and warned the other train. But the critical mistake was the other operator thought it was just one train, but Annie Oakley and Buffalo Bill were in two different trains. And that single error caused a calamity that the likes of which the folks in those parts still talk about. And one witness said two engines seemed to have tried to devour each other One had run halfway inside the other, and then they reared up on the tracks like two giant beasts in deadly combat. All the cars on both trains were made of wood and were shattered into thousands of pieces upon impact. 110 horses died in that, and that's not to mention the exotic animals that were on board. And I got a theory from one of the locals that some of those exotic animals were in the realm of orangutans and gorillas, and they escaped out into the wilderness. And to take that even a step further, they believe that not only are those responsible for some of the Bigfoot sightings, but they have mated, believe it or not, with some of the local Bigfoots to create some sort of hybrid situation going on in the hills of the eastern United States. So that's my human story about Bigfoot. It might not have been what you expected, but
so many things wrong with that. I should have set the timer because
good. That was a minute and a half.
No, it was not. Number one. And number two, you didn't answer the question, but I'm not surprised. Okay. Blake Best, if we study Bigfoot's genome, how do you think it's related to humans?
I want to try to do my best to answer that question, hopefully, in less than time than, you know, the 2 minutes. I really think that if you're able to look at certain sequences of DNA, genetic markers and such, you'll find that there are some commonalities. Obviously, walking upright, the, you know, individual digits of the, you know, the toes and the fingers, the ability to grip and hold things. I mean, it's not that far removed from a regular, you know, just any kind of animal that has that kind of the ability to grip and everything. And then, I mean, we all kind of share those genetic markers with other animals like gorillas and, you know, things like that. And I just think that looking at that, certainly grabbing new DNA and it being able to like something, you know, not something that's been in storage, because there's always going to be the question of, well, is that still valid? Is it still viable? You know, how is it stored? Getting something fresh and being able to look at it that way, along next to human genomes and DNA, I think will definitely answer that age-old question.
Oh, when he kept it under the time. Way to go, Blake. We're going over to you, DJ. What's your answer?
So, you know, the answer is I don't know, but I think the most important part of my perspective is not what I think it is, but rather that I'm not rooted in what it is one way or the other. Because I've heard a host say, oh, I hope that it's this. I hope that it's a primate. And it's like, well, if you want something to be something and you're researching it, well, obviously that's going to color your research. So I don't care what percentage it is of human, primate. And there's actually, I think Sasquatch Chronicles had this guy on from the Radon Project that had some really, and I can find that and get that to you guys. But he had some interesting perspectives. The answer is I don't know, and I'm not rooted in it either way, but quite obviously it has some of the very same physical characteristics that we do, that to a degree even a gorilla doesn't have due to its stature. Although it can lean over on its hands, it typically walks upright. So the answer is I don't know, but I'm not rooted in either direction.
All right. I like that. Non-committal. Okay, Harley. Headed right. Your way. You already had a theory on this.
Yeah. This is just a little excerpt from Scott Carpenter's explanation of this. You know, the hair samples that he had sent in, they came back. They were non-human hairs yielding human mitochondrial DNA. So mitochondrial DNA comes from a human mother. And
unknown father.
You know, you can apparently only get DNA from a Bigfoot from the skin tags of the hair. Every sample that they tested came back with human mitochondrial DNA, and the nuclear DNA was something completely different. So how can a non-human hair come back with human in it? I mean, some type of human hybrid. They're a lot closer to us than what people would think.
All right. And on to Smitty. What's your take?
I'm going to do something Mount's never been able to do. Give a short answer. I believe that it is some sort of primate. I really do believe that if Bigfoot's out there and he exists, he's some sort of primate that has been able to elude humans for this long. And we see that, you know, here recently, even we've seen some species that had been believed to be extinct have been discovered in the last 5 years. So, you know, that's my thoughts.
All right. There's somebody's hot take. I'm with Harley on this one. I feel like there's some sort of like alien hybrid that was created to create human beings, and Bigfoot is somehow involved in that. That's my take. Okay, moving on to my next question, which is way less serious and doesn't have a point at all, but I think it's fun. If you could replace any actor in any film with Bigfoot, what would it be? I'm going to go back to Smitty first. So any actor in a film.
Billy Bob Thornton and Sling Blade. That would be really, really good.
You were so quick to answer that one.
I know. I just thought it. I was like, how cool would that be if he'd be like, there ain't no gas in it. Maybe you should start leaving biscuits and mustard out in the woods out there somewhere, Harley.
Well, French fried taters.
Yeah, get you some French fried taters.
They love Oreos. They love Oreos.
Get you some French fried taters and mustard and biscuits.
All hey, right, Smitty, Dr. y'all need to have... I'm sorry. I just want to tell Smitty, y'all need to have Will Lunsford on, the Arkansas Texarkana researcher, man. He's smooth as silk. You guys have so much fun with Will.
Well, that'd be awesome. We need to write that down.
Yes, I will. I'll send it to you.
All right, thanks.
Yep.
All right, Dr. Mounts. Headed your way. You can replace any actor in any movie with Bigfoot. What would it be?
Well, I guess I'm just going to have to go with one of our favorites. I would love to replace Rowdy Roddy Piper with Bigfoot. And they live, because I would love to see a Bigfoot say this.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick and I'm all out of bubblegum.
I just think it would be amazing if Bigfoot would say that.
That would be awesome.
All right, Harley, we're going to you. You're replacing any actor in any movie with Bigfoot. What is it?
Well, I was thinking the guy that played Forrest Gump. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head. Well,
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks, yeah. I think I'll go home now.
Jenny, come back to the woods.
Oh. And Mounts, your movie would be better if he wore a kilt like Roddy Piper used to wear.
Oh, yes.
Next time I come to North Carolina.
I may not be the biggest of friends with a kilt wearing Bigfoot or a saxophone playing Bigfoot, but I am tremendous friends. He's a great friend of the show. A wonderful musician, a wonderful human, the kilted creature. I encourage all of you. He is a bagpipe swamp metal playing creature from the Black Lagoon. I encourage everybody to check out Kilted Creature, friend of the show, and a great kilt wearer.
We've got lots of people tuning in live. You can answer this question too. If you can have Bigfoot replace any actor in any movie, who would it be? All right. And we'll pull those up on the screen. Oh, we've got somebody already. Bigfoot to replace Stanley Kowalski, Marlon Brando in Streetcar Named Desire. I that one's lost on me. I don't know that movie. Shoot, I'll have to watch it now. And the whole time I'm watching it, I'll just have Bigfoot in mind.
It's based off of Tennessee Williams play, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
I had a car wreck in front of his house.
You did?
House's car these days now.
It's his house is in Columbus, Mississippi, where I went to college. So
untimed laughter there. Okay. All right, DJ, heading your way. Hey, Unexplained Ones. Do you know what keeps me going each day? Coffee. Lots and lots of coffee. If you want the best coffee this side of the Milky Way, then you need to go check out Area 51 Coffee Co. They offer their extraterrestrial bean coffee for us regular humans and their DEFCON 1 coffee that has twice the caffeine for those who are ready to take their taste buds on a journey to the unknown. Head to Area51CoffeeCo.com to grab yourself a bag and check out their extraordinary merchandise. That's Area51CoffeeCo.com. Invading Earth, one cup at a time.
So mine, I think, is apropos when we have a 6'6 guy and a 6'5 guy here, and then your co-host is a basketball coach. But I would like to see Bigfoot replace Shaq in the Blue Chips, be alongside Penny Hardaway. Right? How awesome would that be?
Yes.
Yeah, but like the baskets wouldn't survive, man.
Yeah, so they'd have to have lots of backboards to.
For real. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my pick.
Love it. All right, Blake Best, what's your option?
Well, I was going to say something with Shaq because it was on my mind, but I don't know if I can do that because I feel like I'd be stealing from DJ. But I definitely say replace him as the genie in Kazam because everyone hates that movie anyway, and I think that they'd like it better if Bigfoot came out of the lamp.
No doubt.
Oh, that is great. Those are all great choices. Thank you guys for doing that with me, for me. That was awesome. If anybody else is listening and has some ideas, you can send them our way.
What about yours, CJ?
Yes.
I don't know. I think I would like to see, it's not a movie, but I would love to see Bigfoot do like an Oprah Winfrey talk show. Bigfoot is the talk show.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that idiot was chasing me through the woods.
Yeah. Just like really hearing people's problems and sharing them.
That you know, that's awesome. That short story I wrote where he shows up to that guy's house and he's actually telling all about his life and how he avoids humans and stuff. So,
well, you know, Oprah humiliated my cousin on her show, so I really don't want Bigfoot to go on the Oprah show. Just saying.
Bigfoot would be the Oprah show. Maybe Bigfoot would be kinder to Bigfoot. Your cousin.
Bigfoot would replace Oprah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant Bigfoot was a guest on the Oprah show.
No,
she's the host. Yeah.
Bigfoot's talk show. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Bigfoot would be much kinder to your cousin. They're blood related.
It's one of the things I would want to say to them if they could understand our value system, which they couldn't, but if they could imagine how many millions of people think about them, talk about them, buy t-shirts with them. If they understood the effect they had on our culture, would be amazing. But they wouldn't understand, you know, that value system. You know, they just, exactly. You know, or money, how much money is spent on paraphernalia. But it just wouldn't connect with them. They would kind of think, what's that?
Yeah. So.
And true. CJ, if you don't mind me revisiting something real quick. I was thinking about.
I'm guessing
your
it's
question.
Something I said. You're going to revisit something about I big, said. And you're going to use Bigfoot. It as your own.
No, about the Bigfoot human connection, right?
Yeah.
And I think this is something a lot of people don't take into account with modern humans and manscaping and current grooming trends, etc.
Manscaping. But if you
grew up watching Memphis Wrestling, if you remember Dirty Dutch Mantel,
yes,
let me tell Dutch. You. If Dirty Dutch Mantel went out into the wilderness and just let himself go for about a decade, hey, completely indistinguishable from a Bigfoot. And that I fully believe that.
He would just be a little bit shorter. That's about it. I agree with you.
I mean, hair head to toe, covered in hair and lots of hair. But you know what? In all seriousness, I think that wild people do exist out there, people off the grid, people turn into wild people, and that could account for part of it.
Well, there's a guy, he didn't turn into a wild person, but he went and lived like right in the center of this big, almost urban area, and he was off the grid forever. He would break in houses. There's a book, and he lived like that for years and years. People couldn't figure out who's breaking their homes. He'd break in, steal a bunch of food, take it out to his tent, eat it. He lived there for like years.
That's wild. Apparently, there's feral people in Cade's Cove, so I don't know. I'm gonna start researching in that area come February. I'm gonna give the area that I'm in right now a break, and I'm gonna start doing it in Cade's Cove for a few months. So,
well, where can we follow you on all of these journeys and all of your research? Where can our listeners follow you?
Bigfoot Reports and Data on Facebook.
Okay. And if people have their own Bigfoot sightings, can they share that with you there as well?
Yes, absolutely. My group is a safe place. You know, I don't let all the fake accounts in there or nothing. I've got a good group of admins in there that keep it tightened down. And, you know, it's a safe place for people to come and share their stories.
Well, great. We've got one listener here who commented. His name's Joel Martin. He said, certain truths and secrets have been uncovered. Never go in the woods alone. That is a high risk. That brings me back to what you guys were talking about earlier. Certain people are more apt to see Bigfoot, are more likely to have experiences. Certainly those are the people that are going into the woods, right? Like, I don't spend much time in the woods.
That's me. I
haven't seen a Bigfoot. Not surprising.
That's me. I mean, I never really imagined that I'd be doing Bigfoot research, and sure enough, I am. I mean, I always have the feeling now that I'm being watched, and sure enough, whenever I go back and look through my footage, I mean, I've got hundreds of hours of footage that I still haven't looked through thoroughly, and I mean, they're there. I mean, whether they're peeking out from around a tree or they're just in that area, general area, I mean, there's more to this world than what we know of. I mean, I will say this, you know, I honestly thought that Dogman was BS just like Bigfoot was, but, you know, until I captured a Dogman. I mean, it's literally an upright canine. It's not a Bigfoot, because my first initial thought when I seen it peeked out from around a tree, I was like, oh, that's a Bigfoot. And then I got to looking at it, I zoomed it in some more and I blowed it up. I was like, that thing's got ears like a dog. It was straight up pointed ears like a canine. So I'm still working on a bunch of theories between them and the Bigfoot. I mean, I can just go on and on and on about that. But
Harley, you've opened a portal, my friend. You've opened a portal, and you have got some otherworldly beings that are following you, it sounds like.
Well, as DJ said, you know, marked by Bigfoot.
Yeah. You've got some hitchhikers, it sounds like, that joined you from that time in Virginia that followed you home.
Well, I guess I've just got a gift. I don't know if it's a blessing or a curse yet, but it's something.
The people that know really well would say that it's a blessing. I have been corrected many times in my fear that that my fear is incorrect, that many of these beings are very kind. And yeah. So we didn't even get to jump into Bigfoot as a possible interdimensional being or all of these other things, but we, I think, have had a wonderful conversation about your sighting, and we thank you for sharing that with us and for being brave enough to come on our show and explain exactly what you have seen and what you captured. And your footage is fantastic. The picture, those of you that are just now joining us, go back, listen, watch, check it out, give us your thoughts, share it with others.
Oh, yeah,
as absolutely. A reminder, we're in our final thoughts here. Dr. Mounts, give me your final thoughts.
My final thoughts are this. I think that we have seen with former guests, right, that certain people do have more of an openness to experiencing things. It brings to mind someone Blake's been on with us, the amazing and talented author Becky Cook, author of Bigfoot in Idaho, right? And she has had a lot of experiences. And I think she'll be the first to tell you that one thing that has to happen for more people to have experiences is to get off these phones, right? They got to get off the phones.
Absolutely.
Yes. They got to get away from the electronics. Ironically, here we are on some electronics, but still, you got to get away when you can. You got to get outdoors.
Take our podcast into the wilderness with
yes.
you.
Listen remotely, but seriously, get off your phones. It's an addiction. Look, get in the woods, connect with nature, look into the sky. And I think by reconnecting with nature, whether you see a Bigfoot or something anomalous or not, you will open your eyes to some wonderful things that you may not have realized otherwise.
You know, Becky Cook also said on our show once that our brains are a lot like, or our minds are a lot like a parachute. They work a whole lot better if they're open. And that has stuck with me.
Damn right.
That has stuck with me. And maybe that's the final comment that we need for the night. But as a reminder, we've got some big shows coming up. We hope that you guys will tune in as we have Nick Pope from Ancient Aliens joining us on February 16th. We'll be recording that right before the Ancient Aliens show goes live. So you can ask questions and we can ask him before the show is even out on the History Channel. I feel like this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for all of us. If you're an Ancient Aliens fan, this is a big deal. Send us your questions and we'll be sure to ask them of Nick Pope. We also have Diana Pasulka coming on February 21st. We hope that you will tune in, send us your questions for her as well. Once again, her book sold out today in 5 hours, but you can find a link to purchase a copy on our website, BigfootUFO.com. You'll just have to wait a little extra longer because they have to print some new ones because they're all gone, but hopefully soon. So lots of exciting stuff. Thank you all for joining us. Blake, DJ, Harley, Smitty, Tim. It's been a fun night. I'm going to have Smitty send us off.
Thank you so much for listening. Be happy. Be strange. Listen to all things unexplained. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
Night, y'all.
Night.
Hey, Unexplained Ones. Are you ready for your next adventure? Then look no further than UFO Watchtower in Hooper, Colorado. Experience the wonder of the cosmos with guided tours, skywatching events, and firsthand accounts of their over 300 UFO sightings. Whether you're a seasoned ufologist or just curious, the UFO Watchtower welcomes you to explore the mysteries of the universe. They are currently open on weekends for tours or during the week for camping. Give them a call at 719-378-2296 to book your trip today.
Thanks. Like. Share. Follow. Comment. Subscribe. Support. What's your hot take on Travis Taylor?
I've got an exclusive for you guys if you want it about the Alaska.
We do.
Okay.
All things unexplained.
So some of that I think Sir will save for closed session.